Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is 6:20. Dave Lee here with Blois Olson on the Morning Take. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, David.
How do I get your email, by the way?
You go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can subscribe right there.
Hey, a couple of elections last night in Ramsey County at a special primary election?
Yeah, Blake Huffman had resigned his county commissioner seat. There was a crowded primary in Ramsey County last night where DFLer Nicole Freedom and Randy Jessup, a former Republican state rep, they're going to advance to the general election, which is in November. And then up in Duluth, it's citywide elections up in Duluth, and Emily Larson took over a crowded field. She won 66% in the primary. David Noly finished second, and they will square off in the general. And then in Bloomington, Ryan Kolka and Tim Bussey advanced. They'll face off in the general election.
How about that? I know Tim's brother.
There you go.
Yeah, so kind of watching that. Hey, let me ask you about what happened with our committees yesterday and this what was going on over at the DHS.
I think as we start to unpack kind of the issues over at DHS, they've started to kind of line up in a couple pieces. One, the news last week that the insulin, or not insulin, but the drug billing to the tribes was overpaid by about $25 million. That's one issue. One is a so-called whistleblower who felt like she was threatened with her job. And then lastly, a medical director who thought that maybe DHS needed more input on medicine and a full-time medical director. So the committee asked some pretty tough questions about that. Interim Commissioner Pam Wheelock was there, kind of walked through it. But of course, they're getting a new commissioner on September 3rd, Jody Harpstead. But I think the takeaway line was that Jim Nobles, the legislative auditor who's nonpartisan, said, we don't know. Nobody in the room knows exactly what's happening on some of these issues yet. We're still uncovering information. And so it kind of just, I think, calmed the room so that people understood, like, there's no gotcha moments today. There may be down the line, but there's none today. And I think this is one of the beach balls that Republicans in the Senate will kind of keep up in the air, because it is one thing that keeps the Walz administration on defense.
What was interesting, Blois, is that nugget about the whistleblower.
Yeah, that said that she felt retaliated against, that her job was threatened. And then, you know, she testified that when she went and said, does this mean my job's in jeopardy? They're like, no, not at all. And I think that goes to the kind of tone and tenor of the, you know, leadership within DHS. And I think we have to also remember that a lot of this goes back into the Dayton administration. So the Walz administration really has a chance to kind of clean up the culture and clean up some of these issues without a lot of pushback, because they've done that as they did with the Minlar system.
Blois, on another subject, repayment of thousands of veterans nationwide for emergency medical bills that were wrongly denied. What's the latest on that?
This is a CARE 11 story that really kind of highlighted this. And now there's a bipartisan push, including Representative Tom Emmer, to say we have to get this figured out, that he's co-sponsored the VA Billing and Accountability Act, that there was a denial of claims towards veterans, meaning they had to pay more and more out of their pocket towards services that they should have been availed to at the VA or through other doctors. And so CARE 11's work and following this has led to some national work within Congress. And so I think we'll just keep an eye on that to see how it moves forward. But my gut is that usually when it's veterans health care, it's pretty bipartisan and we'll have a lot of support from across both aisles.
You mentioned insulin earlier. What's the latest on that?
There's a push for a hearing in the Senate for this emergency insulin bill that some senators and House members say that they have a deal on. Remember a couple weeks ago, but they don't have a way to pay for it. So that Yesterday, Michelle Benson said she's not going to schedule a hearing yet. She's waiting for there to be a final deal. This is both a 2020 election issue, but it's obviously a very emotional issue. And, you know, the pressure on Senate Republicans to find a resolution here, I think, will only continue to grow. And Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka has said, once there's a solution, we can hold a hearing, but we need to find out how to pay for it.
Blois, we will talk with you tomorrow. I appreciate the update here on the morning news, as always.
Sounds good, Dave. I'll talk to you then.
He is Blois Olson. He is right here on the Morning Take every morning at this very same time. 63 right now, overcast with a northeast wind of 7 miles an hour. Dew points at 59 degrees.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.